This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Stopping us now. You remember that song, McFadden and Whitehead? Ain't no stopping us now. I guess the winner of tomorrow's presidential sweepstakes might say that, right? Maybe they'll be playing it. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show, Tampa Bay's libertarian radio voice. I am Paul Molloy, along with Big Ed Davis. We thank you for joining us on the pre-election Monday. Tomorrow is the big day, is it not? And everybody is, I'm quite sure of it, in this country, on pins and needles. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Neville Kramer. He is a former immigration naturalization agent. He is an author. He wrote the book Immigration Chaos, and we're going to talk with him on how the fear of open borders and ISIS may influence tomorrow's presidential vote. So I think you'll want to stick around for that. And a discussion of how our country will really fare if Clinton wins and or if Donald Trump wins. We're going to tell you what are the things that will change. I think you're going to find that interesting. And in our ultimate top 10 list, the top 10 best sedans under $25,000. And wait till you hear them. Wait till you hear them. Freedom Works, by the way. We are sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber, big-time Donald Trump supporter, but his great barbershop located in the Columbia Plaza in Clearwater, just west of the Countryside Mall. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 to 2. And don't forget, you can now hear us not only on 1340 AM, but 106.1 FM. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we sound even better. Go over there. And lastly, you got to go to our website, thefreedomworks.com. You'll find out more about this show and be able to hear any of the programs we've done before. Big Ed sets up a great, easy-to-use podcast on that, thefreedomworks.com. Well, we got so much going on, don't we? So much going on. First of all, we learned that somehow the FBI got through all of those emails to tell us yesterday, was it, that the FBI is not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton? Not yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. That's when he said it. FBI Director Comey said they reviewed all of them. There's no way they reviewed all of them, first of all. There were 650,000 emails. I don't care if you've got the state of Rhode Island reviewing them. You will not get them done that quickly. Anyway, Nothing new here, folks. Nothing behind the curtain here. Nothing behind the curtain here. Go home. That's what he said. He sent a note to Congress to let them know. And so, you know, of course, for instance, here in our great Tampa Bay Times liberal newspaper, they banner that right at the top. FBI, no Clinton charges. So she's off the hook, at least for a while, right? Well, Not so quickly. And now it turns out she's got all kinds of other things going on, one of which, apparently, she asked her maid to print out some of the emails. She's got her maid printing them out. WikiLeaks is going to continue to send all of this stuff, right? It's not over for Hillary, ever. She might as well have the word email stamped on her forehead for the rest of her life. A tattoo. So, what do you make of James Comey? You know, I tried to figure out what was he trying to do. The best guess that I can make on this is that when he first said that Hillary Clinton was going to be in the clear over what she did, there must have been a scream and a howl from every FBI agent that worked on it. The outrage that they had. And so he thought to himself, okay, I've already said that we're not going to recommend an indictment. Maybe I'll get a chance to sort of rectify that down the road. And indeed, when Huma Abedin took or had some of Hillary's emails sent into her own personal laptop that her husband, Anthony Weiner, shared with her. But, you know, that alone means that all of this confidential email stuff and government stuff is going into other people's emails, isn't it? Isn't there something wrong with that intrinsically? Isn't there something wrong intrinsically with setting up a server in your own house and taking government emails through it? Isn't there something wrong? Is it that hard to figure out that alone should make her worthy of some sort of a grand jury hearing? She was Secretary of State, and she intentionally builds a server in her house, and she commingles her government emails with her Clinton Foundation emails. I mean, that alone. Does it take an Einstein to figure it out? I don't think so, but that's the way it went. Anyway, let's do this. We've got our buddy Neville Kramer. We want to talk to Neville. He's a former INS agent, does a lot of security work around the world. He's been to Jordan and you name it, all over the place. We're going to talk to Neville about how the presidential race is going to be influenced by open borders and ISIS. So don't go away.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tan Talk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food & Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is
all. So what's up at an Iowa bistro like Pete and Jordy's? How about our famous pork tenderloin sandwich? Or maybe a taste of mom's homemade meatloaf made fresh daily? They're always serving craveable classics from America's heartland. And make sure you join them on Fridays for their famous Friday fish fry. Golden fried fillets served with a pile of shoestring fries and coleslaw for only $9.49. Now that's Midwest hospitality. Pete and Jordy's on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater and at 49th and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
Hi, this is Tim Del Toro.
And I'm Lou Angel Wolf, and we are the Grease Gurus.
Our show is broadcast every Saturday morning live at WTAN, Tan Talk Radio, 1340.
That's 10 o'clock every Saturday morning for an automotive forum that is flavored with humor and insight.
We encourage you to call in and be part of the Grease Gurus show.
We'd love to have you, and we will certainly help you find your inner grease.
This show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center in beautiful Tarpon Springs at 906 Verona Place, and you can reach us personally at 727-543-1601.
Aha.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back. We're back on the day before. The ultimate day, the final day. Not Armageddon, of course. But it seems like Armageddon, doesn't it? After all of these years. It's like years of talking about who's going to win the race. Get it over with, finally, right? Anyway, we have our good buddy Neville Kramer joining us. And I couldn't think of a better guy to talk with the day before the election. Neville is... the author of a book called Immigration Chaos. He wrote it a couple of years ago. It's a great book. I highly recommend it. It talks about all the trouble that goes on, and he offers solutions to our immigration problems. He's also a former INS agent, and he does security work all over the world. Neville, welcome back to FreedomWorks.
Paul, great to be on the show,
especially on
this day.
I tell you. Well, it's our pleasure. And I want to talk to you, first of all, Neville, I know you got some things you want to talk about as well, but this idea of how the election tomorrow is going to be influenced, in your opinion, by this fear of the open borders and the terrorism. Now, you know what's on the back of everybody's mind when they think about this race. Do you think it's going to be an influencing factor or just one of many factors as far as the public is concerned?
Well, it depends on the area that people live in, Paul. I do think that if people are educated, that they're going to be seriously concerned about this, because as much as you might say that politicians are politicians and you hate all of them, in this particular case, there is a clear division between the direction that we're going to go with each one of these candidates. And in the case of Hillary, she wants to increase the number of refugees in incredible numbers, and her border security is basically going to be controlled by the Supreme Court rather than by Congress, and that's it's going to be another 4 years of open borders. And the other side of it is Trump has basically said what he's going to do, and he's going to limit the number that come in here and certainly make certain that they're properly vetted before they're allowed to come in. So you're talking about two completely different directions.
Yes.
And I hope the voting public understand that. But I don't know whether they do. Who knows in this day and age what the voters do.
I know. Isn't it the weirdest election in your lifetime as far as president?
Yeah.
It is, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. I'm 65. I've been through five or six of these things.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen the divisiveness that there is. But on the other hand, I think that the public hopefully understands what they're getting with each one of these individuals. And there's clear division, clear direction that one is going to take us versus the other.
Sure.
And I don't know. I don't really know whether the public understands it or not. Most of the people I deal with, dealt with over the years, both in and out of Washington, D.C., when it came to the election, they tuned in 24, 48 hours before it. And the rest of the time, it was just sort of entertainment for them. They never really made a choice.
Wow. I would think that the border agents, almost to a man, are rooting for Donald Trump, because it would mean, I would think, to them that they would have a certain confidence when they went out and did their job. I don't think they have that under Obama. Your thought?
Yeah, border agents, ICE agents, and FBI agents. This is clearly something when it comes to immigration and the security of the United States that Hillary Clinton is going to take us down a road that we've never been. I mean, she's going to open up the borders much, much more than Obama has. There's a political reason behind it. They want to legalize 11 to 15 million illegal immigrants. They're vastly proportionately they vote Democratic, And then they're going to have family reunification when they make them all legal, and you're going to bring in a total of about 60 or 70 million over the next 10 years, and we'll basically be run by the Democratic Party. That's the objective. And that it looks like if Hillary gets elected, that's where we're going almost immediately as soon as she appoints the ninth judge to the Supreme Court.
I see what you mean. You know, there's this concern that there will be illegal people voting in this election. It's brought up, but then you hear it tamped down by election officials and by the administration. And yet, I know you've got some thoughts about it. Is there any chance that voter fraud can make a difference in this election?
Absolutely. And it's not what people think. Let me just give you one piece of information that you can understand. Everybody can understand, but they're not aware of it. In 1993, Bill Clinton signed into law a law called the National Voter Registration Act. The nickname for it was the Motor Voter Act. Over the past 20 years, people have gone in, whether they're legally in this country or not, whether they're citizens in this country or not, they've gone in to apply for driver's licenses. And when they get the approval of the driver's license, all they have to do is simply check a box that says they're a citizen of the United States, whether they are or not, whether they even understand what they're reading or not. And once they check that box and they sign that document, they get a voter registration card in the mail.
Really?
From 50 states. Absolutely. 50 states. Now, only citizens of the United States are allowed to vote in national elections. I arrested hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal immigrants to all of my investigations over the years, and many of them had voter registration cards. And we tried to stop it, and they said, no, you know, you're preventing a woman who's in an Alzheimer's unit from voting and all. They came up with all the nonsense things. And the result was this law, Paul. And it is not something that is right now. It's not taking place right now. They're giving the cards out. This has been going on for 20 years.
So how many people do you think have these cards illegally? These motor voter cards.
In the millions.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you think there are
question about it.
So you think there are millions of potential illegal voters? They've got a driver's license and a voter registration card, and they can wander in and make a vote, and yet they're not even citizens.
Without question.
Wow. Well, that would certainly influence the election.
Yeah, and if people don't, and of course, you know what Trump is talking about, it's rigged. Yeah, it's rigged, and it isn't rigging that started, you know, 3 months ago,
yeah,
4 months ago. This rigging started 20 years ago with this law. And they don't, you ask the people at the voter registration, they'll say, well, we don't know anything about immigration status. We don't care about it. They run it through some database, and that's only been in recent history because of the 9/11 attacks,
mm-hmm,
that they've begun to check, you know, people's status in the country. But if the person says they're a legal alien, if they show them a green card and they check the box, they're going to get a voter registration card.
Now, where did
they're not?
Where do these cards? Yeah, no. Where do these cards? Was this happening mostly like in California and Arizona?
No, this is a national law in 1993.
No, but I mean, where do you think all of the abuse was really going on? Where most of the border crossings were occurring? Or
no, all over the United States. Anywhere that people resided who were either legal or illegal immigrants, and they decided they wanted to get a voter registration card, and then they just, after a while, they decided to go and use it. It's up to them.
Now,
they're registered to vote.
Why doesn't Donald Trump bring this up?
Well, because people in their, you know, in the political parties don't know the specifics of anything. They throw out these big things. The you know, terrorism and border security, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty of any of these issues, they don't know much about it, and that's a fact. He may have Rudy Giuliani, who knows a lot about being mayor of New York City, but he doesn't know much about illegal immigration, and so on. I'm not saying anything against, you know, Mayor Giuliani, but you know, they have a limitation on what they know about, and that's the trouble. Here, this law has been around. We've complained about it. We had an officer in Texas who began investigating many of these individuals back in Dallas, Texas, many years ago. He was threatened. He was almost thrown out of the Immigration Service They sent him to Hawaii. They got him out of Texas because he was investigating this voter fraud.
Wow.
I can give you his name. You can call him on the phone tomorrow. He'll say, yeah, they threatened me and they sent me to Hawaii. So this is a long time thing, and it's too bad, Paul, that the public is just not aware of this kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a disgrace. We're talking with Neville Kramer. He's a former INS agent. He is the author of a great book called Immigration Chaos, and he is a security consultant. And speaking about the latter, I know that you were overseas in the Mideast recently, and we lost three soldiers just the other day in Jordan. Very, very sad. I want you to talk a little bit about your experience over there. I think you were very close to where that occurred.
Yes, I was. We had an incident where my partner and I were on our way back to the airport, and we were told to get off the road that we were on and take a different road because there were ISIS sympathizers in the area, and we were able to turn around and go back, thank God. But we were only 10 kilometers away from where they were supposedly watching for Westerners. And that was not very far from the Air Force base where three of our soldiers were recently killed by, again, ISIS sympathizers. So Jordan is a close ally. We have many close allies in the Middle East, but if they're worthy enough to get into Jordan and kill three of our soldiers, they're certainly worthy enough to come over here and do the same thing en masse. So this is not going away, as I mentioned before to you many times. This is just going to get worse and worse. And I'm just glad that I was able to get out of there without any problems. But I think our soldiers are putting themselves in a lot more danger, or we're putting our soldiers in a lot more danger than we realize when they go over there to these countries without giving them proper security.
Yes. You know, such a dangerous world that we live in. People like you know it better than most of us do. And now we've got other issues that have come up that, you know, are influencing perhaps what will occur tomorrow. One of them is Obamacare, quite frankly. And I think that's a plus for Donald Trump. Obviously, the borders and ISIS is a plus for Donald Trump. So you would think that there are enough people out there that kind of pick up on all of this. And I know a lot of people think that, you know, there's probably an undercount when it comes to surveying the Donald Trump voters out there. I want to get your, if I might, Neville, do you feel, because I don't want to put you on the spot with it, but do you feel there might be, that these surveys might be undercounting Donald Trump's support, or do you think they're probably accurate?
Well, two things. Number one is I don't think that you can go to one of these Donald Trump speeches and see these thousands of people come out without having a groundswell of people in the United States that support Donald Trump. I just don't understand the polls. On the other hand, I can tell you specifically with someplace like Florida that we have a situation here in this state where no one really knows what's going to happen with the 200,000 Puerto Ricans that have come to the state in the last several years. And the Puerto Rican population is historically left-wing and Democratic.
Yes.
And those 200,000 people are probably going to lead to the state of Florida going with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you think so?
I believe that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think if he loses Florida, it's going to be based upon the Puerto Rican vote solely, because I think the state is split right down the middle for these two candidates. In fact, I think it's probably there's many more for Trump, to tell you the truth, but I don't think it's 200,000. I think it's probably 100, 150,000 votes, and the Puerto Rican vote will tip it over.
And make the difference. Well, they say if
I think so. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh boy, it's close. According to the polls, it's like two points, or some polls have it even. But if Florida goes to Hillary, it's basically over. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because that would mean that she gets three of the four largest states: California, New York, and Florida. If he gets Florida, the game's still on. The game is still on. Yeah.
Well, I think if he gets Florida, it's probably going to. The rest of them are going to fall. What you're saying is going to turn out to be true, that there's a groundswell here that we just don't, they're just not counting. And that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I'm changing completely. So.
Yeah. Well, Neville, I cannot thank you enough for coming on and talking with us. Because you just know so much about what's going on when it comes to our security. So I wish you the very best. I know we'll be talking. In fact, we'll be talking, I'm sure, very soon again. Stay safe, my friend, and Godspeed.
I will. Paul, thanks for the invitation. Look forward to doing it again, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Neville.
I hope everything turns out for the best for America tomorrow.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you, sir. There he is.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Neville. There he is, Neville Kramer. Great guy. Really is. Okay, we're going to take our break. We got some other people that want to talk to us. We'll talk to them after the commercials.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Hi, this is Dan Wendell of the Dolphin Financial Group, inviting you to join the conversation on our show, Financially Tuned. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. and Thursday at 9 a.m., we will be discussing all things financial. We'll talk about retirement, investing, and financial planning, and bring on special guests to discuss many important topics. Join us on Tuesday at 5 p.m. and again on Thursday at 9 a.m. or listen to our archive shows at dolphinfinancialgroup.com.
Hi, this is John Austin, host of the Tan Talk Radio Network's book club, inviting you to join us every Tuesday at noon to hear talented new national and international authors discuss their books. The program features both fiction and nonfiction titles and is sure to add terrific new books for your must-read list. If you love books, be sure to listen every Tuesday at noon for the book club right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network show right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Looking for your sports fix? If it happened in the sports world, we've got it covered right here with your host Rick Sassone, the Hockey Hottie, myself, Chris Dunn, Travis Failey, and many more. It's the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network show right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network show is on Mondays from 1 to 4 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. On a Monday morning, we thank you very much for joining us here on Freedom Works, the day before the ultimate day, tomorrow. And we want to remind you, by the way, that we are sponsored in part by Andrew the Master Barber and his great barber shop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of the Countryside Mall. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2. And lo and behold, we have Andrew's brother, all the way from Rochester, New York, Angelo, calling in. I know, Angelo, you want to talk a little bit about what's going on in this election. And so what is going on from your perspective? Do you think Donald Trump's going to hold on?
He might have. If the cards fall right, I guess, you know, it's I know she has a 4-point lead right now. I was reading, you know, all the stuff that's going on where she's leading, like, with women, you know, because she's played the woman's card.
Well, of course she does. Wouldn't you if you were her? Of course she's going to play the woman's card. Yeah, as far as the last one I saw was a 2-point lead, but, you know, 2-point, 4-point. It's certainly within what they would call the margin of error, I believe.
Yes, yes. I mean, he's leading in some states that he needs, And he's leading, I don't know how he's doing in Pennsylvania. The last I saw, it was kind of like a toss-up.
Well, that would be good news for him. I haven't seen any survey that shows him leading in Pennsylvania, but I've definitely seen surveys where he's cutting into her lead.
Right.
And, you know, if he can get into the hinterland, if enough people from outside Pittsburgh and Philly go to the polls, I think he's got a shot, right?
Right. And in Florida, I guess it's a toss-up, too, they were talking about.
Yes. That. Yeah, I think it's basically a toss-up here. Now, I don't know if you heard my guest a little earlier, Neville Kramer, but he thinks the Puerto Rican influx into Florida may make the difference for Hillary.
They might. And we just have to wait and see, you know. And, like, the young voters, I know I was reading where she has the young voters, and I think it's because they identify with the liberal values. They haven't really lived long enough to grow out of that phase, you know,
mm-hmm.
where she's going to pay for their schooling, and she's going to do this, and she's going to do that. And she's leading with whites with college degrees. And I feel that they think that she's going to pay off their student loans, and she's going to pay for their kids' college education, you know?
Well, you know, you made mention of the fact that when you're young, you tend to be liberal. You've ever heard that old bromide that if you're not a liberal when you're young, you have no heart, and if you're not a conservative when you're an adult, you have no brain?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah. But
and I think that's, you know, because I remember when I was young, I was more liberal and everything like that, you know. And as I grew older, I was becoming more conservative in my values and everything as I grew out of all these things, you know.
And, well, you started to, you possibly started to see how money was actually created, how jobs were created, how people that worked hard usually were rewarded for their effort,
absolutely.
And the idea of the free market. And, you know, and you saw the effects of socialism in different countries. And it takes more than, you know, a professor talking to you in a classroom about life. It's an experience that you have to go out and share, you know?
That's right. I feel that life is an experience. And I think as you grow older, that's why she's leading among older voters, is because they've lived that life experience and they know, you know, what it's like to work hard and to study hard.
So you think that, you mean to say that the older voters are going to favor Trump?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More conservative voters will favor him because, you know, the Republican Party eschews those values, I think, whereas the Democrats eschew the more liberal values.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way.
Yeah. So do you think she's going to win?
I don't know. I think it's a dead heat. I think it's, like you said, it's in the margin of error. I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
Right now, with their 4-point lead, like you said, that's within that margin of error. She might have a tenth of a percent of winning something. I don't know.
I'm thinking that it's going to be, no matter how they cut it, slice it, dice it, she cannot get an enthusiasm built up on the Democratic side, and I think there's going to be a lot of stay-at-home Democrats. Whereas the other way around is that no matter what you think of him, Donald Trump does bring out enthusiasm in people.
He does.
And so, there, you know, it seems like down here in Florida, for instance, there's been more people, and it's hard to tell, but apparently there have been more people going to, you know, when we do a lot of pre-election day voting here. You know, you can actually mail in your ballot. You can actually go to Big Ed went to a place where he could vote.
You know, that's another thing. I think voting should be just on one day. You know, it started at like midnight. Make it a national holiday like we have the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the East Coast starts at 12 midnight standard time, then the next, then the Central Coast, then the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, Midwest.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
It used to be like that.
Yeah.
And I think that would be more suitable to voting because this way, you know, you're not kind of like leading people to vote for this person or that person, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least you would have all the facts and figures, I guess you could say, before you made your decision.
Absolutely, because certain things happen. Like last night with the FBI director, now they've changed their story on the thing. You know?
That's right.
You can't be having that. And then another thing I read, too, like Mr. Khan, He's, I guess, in the commercial or brought up at a...
Now you're talking about the father...
The
Muslim father of the boy that served in the U.S. services and was killed.
Right. Now, myself, I'm a veteran of Vietnam. And I, you know, I have a lot of friends killed and everything like that. And, you know, I think they politicized the death of their son, which should be sacred. I mean, how many Gold Star families have done that?
That's true.
I mean, we honor our combat dead on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, which is very sacred to me.
Of course.
They politicized Hillary Clinton.
Of course they did.
And I think that's wrong. As a veteran, as a combat veteran, I think that's wrong.
Yeah. Well, of course they politicized it. They put the guy at the microphone
right.
at the dais during the Democratic National Convention with his wife at his side, baiting Donald Trump. They were baiting him.
Right. They did that. I think that's wrong. I think how many families since 9/11 have politicized? How many Gold Star families have politicized the death of their children or their husbands or fathers, sons and daughters? You know, how many have done that?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything. I think this is the first one. I think she's wrong for doing that. And she
wants
to be our commander-in-chief.
I think a lot of people feel that way. And, you know, Donald Trump's going to get the military vote. We know that already. They can say whatever they want.
Right, right. I know he's going to get that. But to me... As a veteran, I think that's wrong, you know, and I have to say that because, I mean, I wish a lot of American people could see that.
Yeah.
That you don't, that's a sacred thing.
Yeah.
You're dying for your country. My God, the guy is a hero.
I know. Absolutely right. Angelo, it is a pleasure to talk with you. I suspect you're going out tomorrow and voting for Donald Trump.
I will be. I was an elections inspector, but I got sick a little bit, so I can't do it this year, but. I'll be back next year doing the elections again. I like doing it.
Oh, good for you. And we need good people like you to monitor those things. Believe me, we know that now. Well, thanks, Angelo. I will pass on your regards to Andrew.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. There
Good talking to you this election season.
Yeah, our pleasure. There he is, Angelo. Angelo Ceresi. So I think we've got, do we have our other buddy? Kristen is going to join us. And Kristen, I know you got a little. Huh?
Yo.
I know you want to talk a lot about what's going on here. We can talk for a few minutes. Let's get the ball rolling. What is going on?
Oh, I have spent 4 days working at polls, giving out our recommendations for the ballot for the Republican Party. And I have suffered intimidation.
Really?
By the Democrats, yes.
Really?
Somebody that wanted to call the cops and throw me in jail for a felony. So.
What happened? Where were you when this occurred?
In front of the Clearwater Courthouse.
So you're in front of the Clearwater Courthouse, and what were you doing? Passing out flyers, or what were you doing?
Yes, and I was at least 200 feet away from the door of the poll where I could say anything I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sorry I gave this lady back as good as she sent. And I said, I can do anything. I said, I'm over 100 feet away. I said, I have the freedom of speech. And I said, you know, I don't care what you do. I said, you call the cops. You do whatever you want to. You put me in jail, whatever you want to. I said, you know, this is a free country, and I have a right to be here just as much as your T-shirt ladies, of which I can't say on the air what they had in front of their T-shirt. I said, you do what you want to. She walked away.
Yeah. Now, you were not violating any rule, right, when you were standing where you were?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I did read, and I think it's been reported, at least I think I read it on Fox News website or something, there was somebody that was at a polling place that was passing stuff out, but he was almost directly at the door. He was,
You have to be 100 feet away.
That's what he was not doing. And but you know what? Let's be honest. People are going to be passing. They've been doing this since time immemorial. So you're certainly doing okay. Now, tell me the truth. Do you think that Donald Trump is going to carry Florida?
I believe he's going to carry Florida.
Well, you say you believe. Do you believe it just because You're hoping it's going to occur, or do you have some?
No, I got and I have a connection, and I believe. I believe he's going to take this state, and I believe the people are going to wake up and realize that he's the only choice we have and the best choice that we have. And he is the president for this time. I heard Sheriff David Clark speak last night and in person, and he said Washington was for the revolution. Lincoln was for the Civil War. Jack Kennedy was for the 60s. Martin Luther King was for the Civil Rights. And Donald Trump is for this time alone. Mm-hmm. So I believe it.
Yeah. And, of course, David Clark is the Milwaukee County Sheriff. He's been getting a lot of attention because he's a black man that mm-hmm. is completely fed up with all of the things that are going on in the inner cities. He sees all of these people being murdered, black-on-black crime, and he says, I don't know why people continue to elect Democrats in these major cities, because this has been going on for 50, 60 years.
Well, it's just because they say they've always voted Democrats, so they're going to be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting there saying, there is a youth college group that's going around called Lift the Vote, and they actually are nonpartisan. They don't support any candidate, but they support the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at the platforms, and they are for the Republicans because of the platform that they, they back.
You're right.
We used to go a lot by the platforms. I used to talk a lot about it, but now they don't talk about it too much anymore.
Right. Now, tomorrow, voting day, mm-hmm. Kristen, where are you going to be in Pinellas County?
I am going to be a poll watcher at a precinct that is south of Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. And that means I am there to make sure that there are not any discrepancies. There's not anything going on.
No hanky panky. You're going to make sure no hanky panky.
Oh gosh, they're going to hear from me if they do. I will call our attorney, and we'll have the cops out there and make sure that.
Well, we need people like you. We got to have people like you monitoring these elections. We have to.
I'm what's known as brash and sassy. So that's it. I tell people exactly how I feel. And that's it. So
that's terrific. Well, God love you, Kristen. Thanks for calling in. Good luck tomorrow.
Go
believe me.
Trump, go Trump.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. All right. There she goes, Kristen from Clearwater. We've got Robin. We got Kristen. We got Angelo. We got Andrew. And Andrew's off today because we have him calling in on our show on Wednesdays and Fridays. But today he's taking a little break. I think he's getting ready. He's saying a novena and prayer beads and everything else that Donald Trump gets elected. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what will be the difference between a Clinton presidency and a Trump presidency.
It's so hard to resist the temptation of her tender red lips, but you can get hurt.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Gentlemen, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price in Tampa Bay, look no further than Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580. That's just west of US 19 in Clearwater. Andrew and Candy will see to it that you get exactly the cut you want. And if you remember how the barbershop used to be, where you were as much a friend as a customer, then this is the place for you. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Columbia Plaza on State Road 580, just west of US 19. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, Before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
There's only one place on the radio where golfers like you can turn for the best tips, interviews, product reviews, local tournaments, and everything golf talk. The Golf Show, guys.
Hey, join the Golf Show, guys, every Wednesday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's not just funny, it's informative, it's celebrities, and it's a lot of applause. It's the Golf Show, guys, Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Here she comes. Hey, we're back. Back for the final portion of Freedom Works, and we want to talk a little bit. What we will get if we have Hillary Clinton in the White House, and what we will get alternatively if it's Donald Trump. So I hope you'll humor me. I took a few notes on all of this, and from what I can see, if we if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, number one, we are going to have more liberal Supreme Court justices. Right now, we have eight. We need to fill one vacancy, and quite frankly, there are several other justices that may retire, maybe three in the next 4 to 8 years. That's number one. If you are looking for a liberal interpretation of laws, then possibly Hillary Clinton is for you. Another thing, if Hillary's elected, let's be honest, more free stuff, paid by taxes, of course. And the first thing that comes to mind is the tuition. Have you heard her talk now about how she wants everybody that makes under $125,000 to be able to send their kids to college for free? Well, there's nothing free about it. Someone's going to pay for it. So your taxes are going to have to go up if we're going to have free education for everybody, right? Thirdly, the continuation of Obamacare. She has made no bones about it. She thinks we just need to tweak Obamacare, which, of course, is bankrupting the country and people. But that's another indication. Also, let's be honest. If Hillary Clinton's elected president, is this not tacit approval of her and Bill Clinton's behavior? I think it is. It's like we're going to give you a pass for all of the things that have gone on and that what you do. In other words, she'll be winking and nodding and saying, I got away with it. Now, Donald Trump. I must say that if we get Donald Trump, we're going to have what I think is a skewed version of free trade. He feels that somehow the North American Free Trade Agreement, which allowed Canada, the United States, and Mexico to have open borders when it came to trade, was a bad thing. But I can tell you, for every person you think lost a job in this country from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, there was another person that got a job here in this country from it. The other thing, and it's, I think, a positive, it would be the end of Obamacare. And the states would then be getting possibly a block grant from the federal government to design the health care program they think is best for their people. And finally, as far as the Border Patrol goes, confidence will return to our border police because they will believe that their actions will be backed by the president. Right now, they have no confidence whatsoever. Just a few thoughts on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Before we go to our top 10, I'm going to ask Big Ed. I warned him that I wanted to ask him about what he thought's going to happen in tomorrow's election, whether he thinks it's going to be not who he hopes for necessarily, but what he thinks. So, Ed, what do you think? Who do you think's going to win tomorrow?
You know, more I look at it, and the fact that the places that I've been, I don't even think it's going to be close. I think Trump will win it.
Wow, you're kind of like Andrew the Master Barber there.
Yeah, and that's just not because I want him to win, but I'm just seeing more. you know, there are all these free concerts she's putting out, and, you know, people may be going there and having a good time, and they're whispering to each other, it's a great concert, but I'm going to go home and vote for Trump tomorrow.
Yes. Well, she's not able to draw people based on her own magnetic charisma.
I mean, she's pulling out everybody, and it's kind of wrong, too. I mean, the president has been all over the place. Meanwhile, we've got servicemen dying overseas, and he's not addressing any of that. You know, he's too busy thumping the streets for her.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, Bush did it for, you know, Romney or whatever, but there's a time and place for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say, I just think that I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be something like a 60-30 split somewhere around there, I think.
Wow, that is optimistic.
I just think the people that are going to vote are just afraid not to come out and vote right now.
So these are the people that either didn't say that what they were going to vote for them, or perhaps they were not even included in the surveys
because
and polls.
You can't even tell your family members without starting an argument.
That's true.
There's one person that's thumping Clinton's behind, and you know, there's five Trump people, and that person will just take on all five, and then your people are being deleted off of Facebook, and phone numbers are being deleted and all that stuff, and they're not being invited for Thanksgiving in 2 weeks, so just had to open your mouth about Clinton.
I wonder if that indeed will mark Thanksgiving. They'll be broken up Thanksgiving dinners because of this.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, real quickly, very important,
yeah.
I just got a call from Robin.
Oh,
yes, and she said that they are going to be thumping their Trump signs at 56 in Olmerton this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock today, there will be a Trump rally at 56th
Street North
and Olmerton,
Road. And that's right along in Largo, for those of you that would like to go to it. What time again is it at?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay. All right, well, time for our top 10, Ed. And this is a good one, I think. These are the best sedans you can get under $25,000, according to a very reliable source, Kelley Blue Book. So without further ado, here they go. Number 10.
Can I pick the first one?
Yeah, you can pick the first one, for sure.
Hot Wheels.
Well, we're starting at number 10. You have to wait until number 1, all right? Hot Wheels, come on. All right, number 10 is the 2016 Nissan Altima. It gets 27 miles in the city, 39 in the country or whatever, and it's got, out of 10, it's got a 7.9 rating. Hmm. Okay, there you go. Number 9, Subaru, the Legacy. A Subaru always seems to get in there.
Yeah.
They got in there. 26 over 36 with mileage, 8.3 for rating. Number 8, well, you know the Honda's going to get in, so it's the Honda Accord is number 8. 27 miles, city, 37 highway, 8.3 recommendation. Number 7.
We need to find the medic in car.
Indeed. But we won't. Number 7 is the Toyota Camry. 42 miles. 42 over 39. I think I turned them around. It should be 39 over 42. Wow, that's a lot of miles. 8.5. Okay, number 6. Hey, we have an American car. You know which one it is?
What is?
The Ford Fusion.
All right.
The Ford Fusion. 22 over 34 miles per gallon, 8.6. Pretty good rating. Number 5. Oh, you know, those Koreans, they figured it out. The Hyundai Sonata, 25 over 38, 8.6. Number 4. The Honda Civic, 31 over 41, 8.6. Number 3. The Mazda 3, indeed. 30 over 41 miles per gallon, 8.9. Number 2. Another American car.
Wow.
The Chevy Malibu.
Made in Mexico.
Malibu's been... That's true. 27 over 37. Look at this. 9.4 rating. That's pretty good. And finally, the number 1 best sedan under $25,000 is the Kia Optima. 25 over 37. It gets a 9.9 out of 10.
Wow.
Holy Toledo. The Kia. All right. Go vote.
Please.
And we'll be talking with you Wednesday. That means we will then have a new president-elect.
A president-elect.
A president-elect. Freedom works. Bye for now.
Then ran around with every single guy.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
A pioneering political figure dies. Clinton and the FBI. I'm Evan Haining. Former Attorney General Janet Reno is dead at the age of 78. Correspondent Suzanne Malveau says Reno was the second longest-serving attorney general and made her mark in many ways.
She really had a towering presence. She had...